All right, ladies and gentlemen, sorry for the interruption, but it appears that time is running out. But I do have time to slip in one more, and this one's going to be the track Move by the Japanese group Love Circus. It is sung in English, though, so, well, I hope it does not contain any profanity, because, well, if it does, it's not really my problem until next week. So, well, if you're entertained, if you like what you heard during the past hour, you could always catch me on Saturdays from 10 to 11 p.m. That's actually why the program used to be called Saturday Night Fever, until I realized that Saturday was like a word that's much too hard for me to pronounce perfectly every time. So, well, now it's called City Pop Central. No pressure at all. Do it on point all the time. So, hope you have a very good rest of your weekend as well as start of your next week. This is DJ Lee signing off. Until next time, here's the track Move by Love Circus.
About it, I know it's mine. What you're about to experience is a brand new vibe.
Right about now, NWA quarters in full effect. Judge Gray residing. In the case of
something you've never experienced before.
The Isaac Winchester never put something better, but the smile that she shows makes me a goat.
Something strong. And infectious.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of City Pop Central here on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. And tonight we're going to start with a cheerful little song called Downtown. This is probably one of the most covered song and probably the one of the most important song in Japanese pop music history. This version is done by Haruko Kuwana. It's from 1982 with English lyrics.
Down. Bye-bye.
heard the song Juggler by Kengo Kurozumi, and before that Juichi Getsu no Natsu by Lisa Yamamoto. And that song names in English means November Summer. And before that, Tsukino Palace, or the Palace on the Moon by the Japanese band Microstar. And before that, an essential track in J-pop history, as I've explained, Downtown, covered by Haruko Kuwana. Coming up, we're going to have another song called Juggler. This one's by Meiko Nakahara.
しい顔がアルバムと違うのは大人びたせい今夜は話し方昔に戻して思い出を順番にリアルにする泣いた君の
That was the song For a Weak Story by the Japanese female vocal duo called Milk. It's a strange aim, I know, but their only album, which was privately pressed on LP, was absolutely fantastic. And because it was privately pressed, there really wasn't a lot of copies remaining. Hopefully, I could one day find one in the wild, because the resale value of that is absolutely insane. And before that, Lobby no Seikatsu by Yukako Hayase, and before that, Cause with Best Friends. That was K-A-Z-Z, another one of the artists that I found while digging through the endless selection of CDs that I came across in Japan. I'm next, we're going to have a song with a very strange name. It's called Erotique by Mami Kobayashi.
Thank you.
Machi Uri no Shoujo, or The Girl That Sells the Match by Atsuko Nina, and before that, Noriko Miyamoto with After You've Gone, and before that, the track Maybe by The Ninth Creation. Up next, we're going to have Liu Xinke with Rainbow City Line. Ladies and gentlemen, sorry for the interruption, but it appears that time is running out. But I do have time to slip in one more, and this one's going to be the track Move by the Japanese group Love Circus. It is sung in English, though, so, well, I hope it does not contain any profanity, because, well, if it does, it's not really my problem until next week. So, well, if you were entertained, if you like what you heard during the past hour, you could always catch me on Saturdays from 10 to 11 p.m. That's actually why the program used to be called Saturday Night Fever, until I realized that Saturday was like a word that's much too hard for me to pronounce perfectly every time. So, well, now it's called City Pop Central. No pressure at all. Do it on point all the time. So, hope you have a very good rest of your weekend as well as start of your next week. This is DJ Lee signing off. Until next time, here's the track Move by Love Circus.
Forbes Avenue is a production of WRCT Pittsburgh. The opinions expressed are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT, its members, or Carnegie Mellon University. Email questions or comments to pa@wrct.org.
Hi, I'm Arjun Das. You're listening to Forbes Avenue on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. I'm joined today by Dave Mawinney. Dave, how's it going?
It's going great, Arjun.
Yeah, so Pittsburgh is known for many things. Winning at football, losing at baseball, pierogies, steel mills, and soon enough it might be known for something new, tech startups. That's in no small part, thanks to our friend here, the efforts of today's guest, Dave Mawinney. Dave is the executive director of the Swartz Center for Entrepreneurship at CMU's Tepper School of Business, which is one of the premier hubs for startup activity in the Pittsburgh metro area. So, Dave, you're a Pittsburgh kid. Tell us how you got to startups and how'd you find out that it was a viable career path?
Oh, wow. So, I grew up a grandson of a steelworker, the son of a Presbyterian minister. So I was at the low end of the middle class. And when I graduated high school, the steel industry tanked and everybody left town. And I was seeing some people be successful in other cities. I would read Forbes magazine. I would read Fortune magazine and they would talk about the entrepreneurs. And I would think to myself, why not? Why couldn't I pursue that?